This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
I don't think any audio is coming through.
I think she's swatting at a fly right now.
Oh, it is now.
Oh.
Oh, really?
We shouldn't just say what you said.
Magic.
Whoops.
Yeah, see?
Look at that.
We got audio.
Okay, it's just technology, see?
1920s.
Yeah. Welcome.
Hello.
You know when we have a viewer?
Four.
Four viewers.
Four.
One viewer. Two viewers.
Hello.
Perfect.
Hello to all of you. And thank you for joining so early.
Thank you.
Any questions? Make sure you write it on the thing. Phil's monitoring the page.
Right.
Start with a little bit of an announcement.
Yes.
These were handed to us just minutes ago. Apparently, the show, and I say the show, I mean you guys.
Yes.
Won the CT Now Best of New Haven Readers Poll for Best Radio Show 2019.
Yay.
Thank you. Golf clap. High fives all around.
It should not say Chaz and AJ there. It should say the tribe, because it's the show is judged on all of the work that it does, and you guys do all the work.
It's true.
We take the credit.
We just show up.
And then we also won 2019 Best Radio Personality.
Yay.
So,
that'd be a bigger audience.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know?
Never gets old.
That means someone voted. Like, you have to, it's not the easiest thing.
No, you got to go through hoops.
Have you done that?
Uh-huh.
Like, you go on their website,
yep.
And then you have to click, and then there's a million categories.
Right. Then you got to draw the clown. Yep.
So, it's, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say.
Thank you.
You know? What else?
Never gets old.
We had Joey Cola in today.
What a great guy.
Awesome.
A friggin' guy.
Yeah, he's
really something else.
He's genuine.
I told him he made my cheeks hurt on the way out because I was like
laughing
so hard. Yeah.
Right. When he was doing that cat.
Oh, the cat.
Oh, that was fantastic. Yeah. God. Was he holding his throat in the other room?
Yeah.
No. No.
He was just doing his
voice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
It's weird because my cat makes that sound, but it makes that sound when it's in the car. Going for a ride and not happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like it's about to puke.
Yeah.
But not a hairball. Like right. Stomach contact.
And my female cat, my first cat, Mercedes, made that noise when she was in heat. So I wasn't sure where Joey was going with this.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, what's going on here? You know?
Right.
You never know. You know, my first time I met the guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cats don't like the car like dogs do.
No. Well, Marshall.
No.
Marshall liked the car. Monkey, Bobo, Mercedes, no. No, really? No, and no.
How many cats have you had?
Marshall's my fourth cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've never seen a cat stick their head out of the window, though.
No.
That would be funny.
Yeah, they'd probably fall out.
No, because,
so.
Because...
They must have heard, like, some grandparent, like, told them, hey, don't stick your head out the window.
Cats, well, no, cats know it's a dog territory. That's why you'll never see a dog using a litter box.
Well,
they got these things they do.
Well, how does that all happen? Like, if you put a kitten down, you don't have to teach it anything.
Right.
It'll walk right to the litter box.
Right.
You never have to...
Right.
Say anything.
Or your oatmeal.
Point.
Yep.
Or pick the cat up when it's peeing. It just walks. Who told it that?
That's true. It just, it's the instinct.
How does it know?
My friend had a kitten that took a shit in his cereal because he had his bowl of cereal and he didn't put the milk in yet. And the kitten got on the table and threw his litter box and left him a Nutella.
Oh, wow.
Was the cereal in the bowl?
Yeah.
Oh,
the cat didn't know. The cat's like, okay, that's where I'm supposed to go.
The giant raisin in this cereal.
The giant raisin.
Not very flavorful.
Who put a Tootsie Roll in here? It's a little warm.
Yeah.
Ew.
Actually, it tastes like it went bad.
It did. I'm going to throw this one out and get some new stuff.
Yeah.
It's bad banana in there. Mm. Yep.
Nah, he's great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Awesome.
I think he'll, you know, he gave us his numbers and he was like, friends for life.
Yep.
I'll do toy drive, whatever you name.
Yep. So. Genuine.
Ball of energy, too.
Yeah. He was cool.
But during that conversation, he's talking about his wife and how long they've been together and how much he loves her. And you know, I'm looking at him like, yeah, okay, now it's going to cause trouble.
This is going to cost me.
Thanks.
This is going to cost you, right?
Yeah. But very sweet. But it's funny what Ashley picked up on when she heard all that. Like, I didn't even hear the math. He was doing math. And then you called him on it.
Well, so... Eric and I have been together for 2 years, a little over 2 years. And Chelsea, my sister, is getting married August 3rd. So, I mean, let her get through her day and whatever. But August 4th, I'm available.
You're looking for that ring?
I would love to get married to him one day. I just really
day, like August 3rd,
2019.
Joey Cola? Joey Cola's married already. Yeah.
No, Eric.
Oh, that guy.
It's 7 years, a long ass time to wait for that.
Yeah. So, so what? They were going out for 7 years.
Yeah. My parents dated for 7 years before they got married, too.
Seeing a pattern.
Lucky
here.
Number
That's
seven.
Another conversation. Right. So, yeah. I've been with Jennifer six. We got engaged. Yeah. A long time.
Hmm.
Yeah. We've been engaged for 2 years. She reminded me that Monday.
Is that 2 years in addition to the six or including?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, guys don't do that stuff.
Well,
I've been living in that. I don't know. How long have I been living in the Oxford house? Because that's, yeah, somewhere around the 13. So, yeah, 6 years.
And
so
how many more
got engaged
make?
After four. So that's,
okay. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
So Eric has 2 years then.
Oh, God.
Doesn't sound like
your
it.
Math screwed you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Screwed by our own math work.
How did you guys meet?
We met through work, actually. So I was the designer and he was the construction guy that built my designs. Talked. Yeah.
Right. So when he came over and cursed at us saying, these plants don't freaking work.
Right.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And their eyes met and they fell in love.
He had a great line. It was, you want to go out and celebrate when the project was
Yes.
Done.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that
you
was
remember.
Great.
That
yeah.
works.
Because that's not like, hey, you want to go out on a date or I kind of like, yeah, it was just very smooth. Like, you want to go out and have a drink and celebrate. Mm-hmm. This thing's over.
We both worked hard.
Yeah.
Come on.
I like
and
that.
The rest
we deserve
is history.
This.
You know, at yeah. Captain's Cove, we met Eric. Awesome dude. Like, just so, you would never know that he's a former MMA fighter.
Yeah.
You could tell he could. You know, whatever.
Yeah, well, during a hack move, they can dismantle you.
He's in
that's why.
Physical condition, but he doesn't have, you know, when you picture MMA fighter, you picture like a guy who just looks mad, like who just wants to punch people.
Like Conor McGregor.
The last two we met were like the nicest guy, Erica, then the other guy that was in the studio.
Yes.
Whatever. Very, very nice.
Dan Dubuque.
Dan Dubuque. Did he win that fight? Do we know?
I don't know.
I don't think
it's today.
It's today. Oh,
yeah,
the 31st.
Yeah, it's tonight.
Go on, Dan. Come on. Give him hell.
You got it, man.
But yeah. Really nice guy. We met Ashley's sister. Super nice. The whole family. Your mom, your dad, awesome people.
Everybody came out.
Yeah.
at
and
once.
It's not fake nice. You know, like some people you could tell they're just
no, thank
being
you.
Polite.
I appreciate
you
that.
You tell they're just genuinely warm, loving people.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to meet them.
They're happy to be there. I know they missed you. They were upset.
Yeah. I was busy yelling at people in traffic.
Yeah. That's right.
MFing everybody in my way.
Yeah.
Yep. Jennifer on Facebook says that her husband and she were together 18 years before they got married.
There you go. 18 years. And Jennifer, I know it'll be a lot to type, but can you tell us what made him do it?
The baby's birth?
Yeah. Well, we had eight kids. And,
right. We probably should make it official
now. But was that something where, yeah, what changed? After 18 years, you just think, well, let's just live together, you know?
Right.
So.
Right.
What's your deal, Kaylee?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years.
3 years. Oh. Turn the camera on yourself.
3 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She goes, ready?
All right. So,
ta-da, it's Kaylee. Hi.
So 3 years.
I don't know if you could see me.
Pick yes,
up
again.
A little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, a little more.
There you go.
Yeah. You were just a nose
so
and mouth.
So 3 years. How old are you?
I'm 21 now.
21.
All right.
So
drink.
When a 21-year-old's been with someone for 3 years,
that's a big deal.
Are you starting to think marriage or are you like, we have plenty of time?
I'm starting to think like it's not out of the question, but
right.
He's totally like not yet.
Yeah,
not
too early. How old is he?
He's 20.
20. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think women and men look at that differently. Like women kind of look at it emotionally. Like I love Eric and I want to marry him someday.
Right.
But men think about it more like practical, like money, finances, house, maybe. I don't know.
That's a big one for guys. Financial. Guys want to be in a good financial place. They don't want to start because they know. Once it starts,
there's no pressure, by the way, if you're watching this.
Oh, there is.
She set a specific date and everything.
Oh, yeah. Every day after August 4th, and we're like, hon, what's wrong? And she says, nothing.
Yep.
Refer back to this
it'd be like,
video segment.
It'd be like the hostage situation. Day 4, day 5, day 6.
Yes. That's right.
Day 434.
Yeah.
like it's an expedition to the Arctic.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, in a way it is because she's getting colder each day.
That's right.
We are running out of rations.
Right. Need help badly. She seems
here,
restless.
Get under here. Get down under there.
Get under here?
Yeah. Climb down under there where it's dark. Get under there. Come down here with the camera. Like, no, you've got to go back. Okay. You're back. You're like in a cave. You're hiding.
I'm in a cave. Okay.
All right, now okay, zoom in on his face. All right, now act like you've been in distress for many, many days. All right, now do your videotape because, you know, people may never see you alive again, so leave a message.
For those who are watching this right now, I just want to say...
You're Eric.
I'm Eric.
I've been
in many, many fights. As you know, I was a champion MMA fighter, but no one has ever been a tougher fight than this bitch actually.
No, he would never say that. No.
Did I say bitch? I meant my patrol. I'm so out of it right now. Bitch patrol, they sound the same.
Just for
everybody to just know that I love you very, very much. And I'm tired of eating plankton.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is Eric. It's day 96 after the last wedding, and I can't survive anymore. And if I'm not able to tell you in person, I just want everyone to know that you should ask the question as soon as possible after the sister gets married.
Why, you're good. Have you done this before? I was thinking my knees hurt on this friggin' floor. This is really a hard
worried about
floor.
You getting up.
Yeah, so was I. So was I. Although it was nice in the dark.
How long did you and Pam go out?
Oh, let's not discuss that at all.
Why?
It was about 8 months, and I got really drunk one night.
Okay, that works. Everybody's different.
So, Phil.
You're still together?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Phil, we don't talk about it because he just...
He's in the heebie-jeebies.
He's another one who's putting everything in order. Yes. I think. Everything has to be in order. Right?
That makes sense to me.
There's also no pressure whatsoever, which is great. And my sister's also getting married this year in October.
Wait, she's squeezing your
How
neck.
How long have
that's
you guys been together?
4 years as of May 5th.
Has it been that long?
I feel judging coming from this side now.
No, there's no judging.
It's interesting when people think there's no pressure. There's no pressure, but there's a desire.
Yes. No, truly. There's no pressure. Right. He's the only person, like, I've dated some not so great
people. No desire happens after you get married.
Wait, what did you just say? Can you translate that?
Speak.
Let's see. One of the ones I dated quickly, well, it wasn't that quickly. Well, it kind of was. One, let me start over.
I totally understand. I totally got it.
Take two.
Take two.
Ashley screws up. Take two.
Yeah. You know, when guys do that, they can't take the words. The words come out.
I dated a guy before him that was 12 or 13 years.
Right.
Older than me.
Oh. Okay.
And he turned out to be gay, so that was fun.
He just told you that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He just told you that.
Did he know it at the time? Was he hiding it from his family or was he just figuring it out?
I think nobody really knows. I think he got drunk and told me one night and I don't think anybody else knows except for everybody on Facebook Live.
They didn't use his name.
No.
Right. They came
and
home.
So, I'm sorry.
They came home and Ashley said, take off my dress. Take off my shoes. Stop wearing my clothes. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Right.
I mean, it's fine. It's a struggle. I've never had to deal with it. I'm a woman that likes men.
All right. What are you trying to tell us, Ashley?
Yeah.
Is it you?
No.
Oh my God, Ashley's gay!
I like there's a lot of stills in here of Ashley's face knowing that she just made it really awkward. She's like,
you know what I notice about her? Her eyes get really wide. Now she's
down
hiding.
Into the cave.
Right? Now, for those who... the plankton's really good this time of year. There's also some cave mushrooms. Mushroom.
Yeah.
That was the box.
Yeah, I think Jennifer and I will have a wedding date soon. Like, it's to that point, you know?
Yes.
And I don't really want to do anything. I've been through it. And, you know, but how do you not have a party? But then feelings will be hurt because you either go like this or you go like this.
Yep.
And I think that there's no couple who's ever gotten married that hasn't dealt with how big does this circle get?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So, I can't wait to work on that one.
You sound it.
No, she's been great about
yes.
it. So we had the project house, and that took a lot of time. Then we had a tornado come through the project house.
That was God intervening.
Now I feel like another tornado's whipping up. No, just kidding.
Right, now it's more like a cyclone. Yeah, right.
There's a tornado whipping up for you too, Eric. Right. August 4th.
No, there's not.
Right. This will be the toughest fight of your life.
That's right. So what? If you're watching this on Friday, Saturday, June 1st, we're at Zoe's Pizza from yes. the two.
Oh, yeah. Pizza.
I want to say it's my favorite pizza, but it's like children. You know, there's Roseland, there's Modern, there's Pepe's. There's Zoe's and
right.
probably there's Beverly and there's, you know, I have a handful, just like everybody has a handful. Top tier. Like
yes.
I'm there more than I'm anywhere else.
It's true. You're always taking pictures from there.
We'll have a good time. Come by, say hello, have some pizza.
I want my little anchovy pizza he always makes me.
Yeah. I love watching these people, like they suck these pies down.
Yeah, like this is not your first time you've done this.
No.
This is like I brought home a pizza and the rest of the family's going to show up. I want to pretend
it
didn't come.
You know what we need to do? We need to get one of these eaters and say, you're going to do a bit with us. We're going to have you like go out on a first date, like set up an internet thing.
Nice.
Go out on a first date and then just start sucking pizza down.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. Right. That's good.
I'm going to write that down. There you go. So Zoe's noon to two, Saturday to first. Anyone yep. anywhere this weekend?
My sister's retirement party is tomorrow.
Is everyone invited?
What's that?
Is everyone invited?
My cousins are coming over and stuff. Yeah, it's like a family thing.
No, I mean, are we invited?
I mean, if you guys want to show up, go for it.
All right, so no. Everybody watching.
Oh.
Right.
No, you don't know the address is. Someone's
no, I'm sorry, any station events that we can...
Station events. I have nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing. Just the Zoe's Pizza. That's it.
Okay. And then Veterans Gala on the 14th?
Yes.
Fantasia?
I'm so excited for that.
Why?
Because it sounds like a really cool event for a good cause, and I've never been there.
You sounded very excited about it.
Just we just formal? I'm like...
This is where we screwed up.
We did. Nah, we
I
did.
Tried. I tried.
We did.
Yeah.
We messed up big time.
Wait,
I don't know. Did
what
anyone
I miss?
Try? I mean, I think we put it out there too fast.
What right? I miss?
No, you said, is it formal? And we could have said...
Yes.
Yes.
It's ball gown
I
only.
I love dressing up. I would have come in my ball gown.
But you
and
would've...
I have some in the closet.
But you would have looked like a freak because everybody else is so
yeah,
dressed up.
Yeah, we could do jeans and, you know, dress. You could dress
like
nice.
Like business but, casual.
You
know, yeah.
Whatever you think is nice.
Like, don't come in like rumpled up shirt and stuff like that and flops because I can't do that.
Yeah, the Veterans Gal is a good one, man. It's one of my favorites.
Yep.
I'm excited about it.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's, it, you know, you laugh and you're helping. So it's a big deal.
And, they make those little
we're
going to,
you know, hopefully buy a van, for a veteran who needs a van just to do the most simplest things.
Like get around.
Get their children around. Get around. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
freedom. Right, have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes, you too.
Have a good weekend.
Chaz, AJ,
bye.
Ashley,
hello.
Phil.
Bye.
See ya.
And Pumpkin Palms on the other side of the camera.
There's Pumpkin Palm, Pumpkin Hands.
Do a flip. There you go.
Hey, see ya.
Got
look at
it.
You.
All right.
Boy, she's good.
See you back here Monday.
Peace out.
Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.